You're listening to Vatican Radio. The head of the International Union of Superiors General on Friday shared details of the organisation's meeting with Pope Francis, saying she hopes there will be a decision on women being readmitted to the diaconate. Sister Carmen Samut, the president of the UISG and Superior General of the Missionary Sisters of Our Lady of Africa, spoke one day after the group of some 900 leaders of women's congregations had a closed-door meeting with the Pope in the Paul VI Audience Hall. She said that ahead of the encounter, the sisters had asked for a dialogue with the pontiff rather than simply listening to a speech, as happened on their previous meeting 3 years ago. The UISG then asked for input from their sisters across the globe and received around 30 questions, which they were able to put to Pope Francis.
We were quite excited by the fact that Pope Francis did not leave any question out. He really wanted to answer each of our questions.
Sister Carmen spoke about two of the questions that have been generating news headlines, including the Pope's words on the need for more women in positions of leadership in the Church.
He was very strong about the facts that women should be in the decision-making processes and in the decision-making positions of the Church, and that this should not be linked solely with priesthood or with sacramental status.
The UISG president noted that Pope Francis warned about two attitudes which do harm to the Church. Firstly, what he called a feminist position of wanting to be leaders simply because we are women. And secondly, she said, he spoke at length about the problem of clericalism. All Catholics, the Pope insisted, should be involved in decision-making at parish level and at higher levels, including in the Roman dicasteries. Regarding the question of a commission to study the readmission of women to the diaconate, Sister Carmen said the Pope accepted their proposal and agreed to carry the suggestion forward.
And I hope that one day there will be a real decision about this. This is my hope.
I'm Philippa Hitchin.